We are here today, this is by the order of our study. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 20.
我们今天坐在这里，根据我们所学的这样子一个顺序呢，今天我们要来到哥林多前书第六章第九节到第二十节。
Since chapter 5, 6, 7, we will be talking about our family. We will be talking about more about sin. And today, the topic will be the sexual relationship.
自从第五章开始呢，接下来我们就要开始来讲第六章、第七章。我们会更多的提到家庭的生活。现在我们就要看到神对于性关系的这样子一个心意。
What is our body for?
我们的身子是为了什么呢？
Let's read the scripture together.
让我们一起来阅读这个经节。
I'll be from chapter 6, verse 9 to 20.
第六章第九节到第二十节。
I will read it in English only. Verse 9.Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you.But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food.And God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute?Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute become one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord become one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual immoral person sins against his body.Or do you not know that your body is a temple of Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for this morning that we can come and worship you.
父神，为了今天早上，我们可以来到这里，来敬拜您，我们来感谢您。
We come to a topic where we seldom talk about.
我们来到这样子一个题目，我们非常少谈到这样的题目。
Help us to know what is the purpose of your will.
求您可以让我们，知道您的心意是如何。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We live in the age of sexual and gender revolution, some people call it.
我们现在所处的一个时代呢，是人们所谓的，就是性改革的这样子一个时代。
Or another way to look at it is the age of sexual and gender confusion.
另外有一种说法呢，就是性和，性行为和那个性别的一个混乱的一个时代。
People want so-called, sexual freedom.And gender freedom.
人们所想要这样子所谓的一个性的自由和一个性别的自由。
Meaning people want to have sex with whoever they want, whenever they want.
然后很多人都想要随时随地的就要来有性行为和随便什么人都可以。
People want to be able to change their gender however they want and whenever they want.
人们也想要随意的来改变自己的性别。
Today's topic may not be comfortable to listen to, but this is the most intimate things that we can get.
今天我们的这样子一个话题，可能不是每个人都很自然的可以来谈论的。这是一个非常让我们亲密的一个话题。
But if we were to worship God, we have to worship God in every area that is in our life.
但是如果我们要来敬拜神的话，我们必须要在生活的每一个方面来敬拜神。
Not long ago, 2015, if you remember, is the year America legalized same-sex marriage.
就在不久的之前，也就是2015年，不知道你们还记不记得这一年呢？就是让同性恋的婚姻合法化。
For many months, Christians are shaking their head and cannot believe that this is happening.
之后的几个月呢，基督徒们都纷纷的摇头，不敢相信这真的是发生了。
Trying to wrap their mind around what is going on.
他们想要去理解到底发生了什么事情。
But compared to today, 2021, sadly, same-sex marriage is only a small case.
但是与今天相比呢，今天也就是2021年了，那同性恋的婚姻其实已经是小菜一碟。
I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I'm just saying compared to what we are facing today, it's actually quite small.
我不是说它是一件小事，我只是说，跟今年2021年相比，这个同性恋的婚姻已经是不足为提了。
We have asked how to respond when we saw we can no longer take something as simple as gender for granted.
当我们不能够再清楚而且简单的去看待到底什么是性别的时候，我们就开始要想我们到底该怎么样应对这样的问题呢？
Maybe we have spent a lot of time thinking about the sexual.Purity in our society.
我们也有可能已经花了很多的时间去思考我们社会的这样子一个性混乱的这样子一个问题。
But today I want you to think it in a different area.
但是呢，我今天是想要带大家去思考这个性贞洁的这样一个另外一个方面。
What about sexual purity in the church?
也就是在教会当中的贞洁的问题。
We need to slow down when we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 6 and 7 because this is not a topic we talk about often, and also this is a topic that we do need to talk a lot.
当我们来到哥林多前书第五、第六和第七章的时候，我们必须在这里要慢一点，因为在教会当中我们不常谈论这样的问题。
And Paul in chapter 5 rebuked the church for failing toexcommunicate a man who has sexual relationship with his father's wife.
在哥林多前书的第五章里面，保罗在这里斥责教会没有把这样的一个与他的父亲的妻子，就是与他的继母发生性关系的这样的一个会众赶出教会这样一件事情。
Even in the first century, Paul knew Christians were tempted to throw stones outside the church, but justput a blind eye on what is going on in the church.
即便是在公元一世纪的时候，保罗也知道教会不时的会去指指点点教会外所发生的事情。但是在这件事情上面，教会对内部的这样的一个罪却置若罔闻。
First Corinthians chapter 5:12 says, "For what I have to do with judging outsiders, is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge?"
在哥林多前书第五章第十二节当中写道，因为审判教外的人与我何干，教内的人岂不是你们审判的吗？
Paul did not say that we need not to concern about the morality of the society, but he is saying that we want to put more emphasis and greater focus in the church.
保罗并不是说我们要对教会外的事情一点都不关心，他只是说我们对教会内部的这样子一个不贞洁的事情我们要有所行动。
Do you know what is happening in the church?
你知道在教会当中发生什么事情吗？
No, I did not go around and ask everybody.
我没有就是在这里到处问大家发生什么事情。
I won't get an answer either way.
我不管怎么样，我觉得我也不会得到任何的答案。
But I want to give you a statistic.
但是我在这里想要给大家一组统计数据。
It was done by Barna Group and Covenant Eyes.
统计数据是由 Barna Group 和 Covenant Eyes 这样子一个机构来做的。
This is the statistic, if you can see it clearly.
这里就是这样的统计数据，不知道大家看得清楚不清楚。
It says pornography is a problem in 47% of the U.S. family.
这里说到有47%的美国家庭受到了黄色录像的侵扰。
Pornography, when its use increases, the marital infidelity is over 300%.
与那些不看黄色录像的家庭相比，看黄色录像的家庭，他们不忠的程度要高300%。
Average age first exposed to porn. This is only average. Okay, it's 11 year old.
就是第一次看黄色录像的年纪，平均说是11岁。
Average. That means it can be lower.
这是平均数字，说明有可能更小年纪就开始看了。
94% of the 14 years old will see porn.
14岁的孩子，然后已经有94%的人已经看了第一次的黄色录像。
So is it okay for you to assume your kids is involved in it? My kids are involved in it.
所以呢，各位父母就可以知道，可以做出这样的假定，就是你的孩子已经有所沾染，至少我的孩子也有所沾染。
70% of youth pastors report that they have had at least one teen come to them for help in dealing with pornography in the past 12 months.
有70%的青年牧师，他们说在过去的12个月当中，至少有一个青少年向他们寻求，看黄色录像成瘾的问题。
I'm not sure Pastor Kendall is within that 70% or outside of that 70%. Don't assume our youth has no problem with it.
我不知道Kendall 牧师到底是在这70%以内的还是在这70%以外的，但是请你们不要就假设说我们的青少年没有受到这样子问题的侵染。
68% of church going men view porn on a regular basis.
在固定来教会的男性当中，68%的男性他们会定期固定的看黄色录像。
76% 18 to 24 year old Christians actively search for porn online.
在18岁到24岁去参加教在18岁到24岁的基督徒当中有78%的人他们会积极的去寻找，主动的去寻找黄色录像。
You would think women would be it would be different, but 33% of the women aged 25 or under search for porn at least once a month.
你可能觉得女性不受这样子黄色录像的侵扰，但是呢，在25岁以下的女性当中，有33%，她们至少一个月会去搜索一次黄色录像。
Only 13% of self-identified Christian women said they never watch porn.
只有13%的自称是基督徒的女性从来没有看过黄色录像。
See, we always thought pornography is a man's problem, but it's not anymore.
我们一直是以为黄色录像成瘾是黄色录像是只有男性才会有的问题，但是这已经不是这样事实已经不是这样子了。
The sad truth is that Christian men and women struggle with pornography.
可悲的事实就是无论是男性基督徒还是女性基督徒，他们都有同样的挣扎。
Many of us Christians have the appearance of godliness but denying its power.
很多的基督徒有这样子的一个敬虔的外表，却没有敬虔的实意。
Now sexual purity is not just about purity of the body.
性上的贞洁纯洁不光是身子上的纯洁，
It is also purity of the mind.
也是心灵上的纯洁。
So when we talk about adulterers and adulterers, we're talking about both physically and mentally.
当我们来说到犯奸淫的人的时候，我们不光是说身体，也是说他们的心灵。
I want to talk bring us back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们就来看一下哥林多前书第六章。
There are three sections of do you not know?
在这里有三个部分都是岂不知。
Do you not know sections in this paragraph?
在这里就有三个岂不知这样子的段落在这一段里面。
The first one will be 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 to 11.
在第一段就是哥林多前书第六章第九节到第十一节。
This paragraph says sanctification is the fruit of a genuine faith.
这一段是说成圣是真正信心的一个必须要有的果子。
Verse 9 to 11 says, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
第九节当中说岂不知那些不义的人不能够承受神的国吗？
And then 11, it says, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
在第十一节中写到，你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
In the middle, it says sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, men who practice homosexuality, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, revilers, and swindlers.
在他当中写到，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、同性恋的、偷窃的、贪婪的、酗酒的、辱骂的、勒索的。
So there are two key phrases here. Do you not know? And then do not be deceived.
在这里有两个关键词，一个是岂不知，另一个就是不要自欺。
You should know this.
It's
what the scripture says.
经文的意思就是你确实是应该知道。
And do not be deceived, nor deceive yourself.
然后也千万不要被欺骗，也不要自己欺骗自己。
What are the things that we need to know?
我们需要知道什么事情呢？
What are the things that we should not deceive ourselves?
什么事情我们不能够自欺呢？
It is that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
它上面说的是那些不义的人不能够承受神的国。
More specifically, the sexual immoral people and those who practice homosexual thieves, the greedy, drunkards, revilers, and swindlers.
更加具体的来说，就是那些犯奸淫的淫乱的，然后进行同性恋的，那些偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的。
Some of you may think, isn't it enough that we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ?
有一些，你们中间有一些人会认为，当我们把我们的信心放在耶稣基督身上的时候，难道还不够吗？
Are we not saved by faith alone?
难道我们不是单单因信称义吗？
As long as I have faith in Christ, I'm okay, right?
只要我对耶稣基督有信心就可以了，是吗？
Yes, but we are playing the word game here.
是的，但是在这里我们也玩了一个文字游戏。
Because we have cheapened the meaning of faith.
因为我们把信心，信这个词，把它的价值给贬低了。
Book of James says, true faith comes with action.
雅各说到，真正的信是有行为相称的。
Once there was a person performing at the Niagara Falls.
以前有一个有一次有一个人在尼亚加拉瀑布做表演。
He set up a string goes from the American side to Canadian side.
他设定了这样的一个架起了这样一个钢索。从美国这边到了尼亚加拉瀑布加拿大的那边。
There were a huge crowd, came to see him performing.
来了一大群人专门来看他的表演。
He was going to walk on the string with the balance beam.
他就要在这个钢索上面来表演走钢索。
Some of you had heard this story beforehand. He asked the crowd, who believes that I can safely walk on the string and reached to the other end.
也许有一些人已经听过这个故事了。他问，有谁相信我可以在这个钢索上面从 一边走到另一边？
The whole crowd applauded.
整一个人群都在那里为他鼓掌。
Many people shout, we believe you.
很多人都在那里呼喊说，我们相信你。
So there he went, walked from one side to the other.
所以他就从一端走到了另一端。
And everybody was yelling and screaming after he had done that.
当他做完这个的时候，所有的人都在那里呼喊。
Then he asked again, who believed that I can carry a person on my back and walk on the string and reach to the other end?
接着他又问，他说，有谁相信我可以背着一个人从这一端走到另一端？
At this point, the whole crowd went wild and applauded for a long, long time.
在这个时候，所有的人群都沸腾了，他们在那里鼓掌鼓了很久。
Everybody want to watch such thing happen.
所有的人都很期待这样的事情来发生。
But the man stood and waited until the crowd calmed down.
但是这个人等到所有的人都平静下来之后，
Then he asked again, who is willing to let me carry him?
他就问，他说，有谁愿意让我把他背起来？
Then I will walk on the string and reach to the other end.
然后我就可以在这个钢索上走，从这一端走到另一端。
Assuming no visa problem.
然后让我们来假设没有任何的签证问题。
Guess how many stood out?
猜一下到底有多少人愿意呢？
Probably none.
可能一个都没有。
A lot of our faith is just a cheering faith.
很多时候我们的信心只是一个呼喊的信心。
Without action.
但是没有行动来相称。
When it comes to time when we actually want to walk in faith,In Christ, then rarely anyone step up.
当真正有时机让我们需要借着主耶稣基督活在我们要走在我们对神的信心当中的时候，没有人愿意迈出这样的一步。
When you read this verse 11, it says, "Such were some of you."
当我们来读到第十一节的时候，他说，你们中间也有人从前是这样。
Paul was.Not able to comprehend how can a Christian still doing these things.
保罗根本不能够设想为什么一个基督徒还能继续做这样的恶事呢？
Because a true Christian is a person who will wash, sanctify, and justify.
因为一个真正的基督徒，他们必须要洗净、成圣，并且称义。
A true faith in Jesus Christ transforms us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God Jesus.
真正的基督徒，真正的信心是奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵可以让我们来转变的。
A true faith is put yourself in the power of God in Christ to save us out of sin.
真正的基督徒是我们在神的能力当中让他来改变我们，让他来拯救我们。
A true faith is the faith that hates sins and cry out to God and ask God to save me.
真正的信心是求他给我们能力，让我们来可以得救，向神呼喊，让他来救我们。
When we truly cry out and ask God to save us from sin, God seeing us being binded in sin,He will come and save us because of what Christ did on the cross.
当我们真的是凭着信心向神呼喊，求他救我们脱离罪的时候，神看到我们还在罪中被捆绑，他自然会就来救我们，让我们可以借着主耶稣被钉十字架而得救。
Many people think that Christians have freedom to do anything.
很多人都以为基督徒可以有自由做任何事情。
Verse 12 says, "All things are lawful for me."
第十二节说，凡事我都可行。
And then he repeated again, all things are lawful for me.
接着他又继续说一遍，凡事我都可行。
And a lot of people deceived themselves, said, I still love Jesus.
很多人就这样自欺，说我还是爱耶稣呀。
I love Jesus and I'm still doing this thing, what's wrong with it?
我爱耶稣，我还在这个罪中，我有什么问题呢？
And Paul does not want to have anything to do with this kind of idea. Paul doesn't want to have anything to do with this type of idea.
哦，保罗说这样子想是断乎不可的。
He says true freedom is the freedom from sin.
他说真正的自由是从罪中得到的，是从罪中解脱的自由。
Not dominated by sin.
而不是被罪所捆绑的自由。
Another false idea we tend to have, and I think this is very common.
另外也有一个误解，我也觉得这个误解是非常普遍的。
Food is meant for the stomach.
食物是为了肚腹。
When you're hungry, you eat food.
如果你饿的话，你就吃。
And there is a sexual desire in my body.
我的身体当中也有这样的一个性的欲望。
If I hunger for it, I just do it.
如果我对性有渴望的话，我就这样去做。
When I'm too hungry for food, I cannot not eat.
当我太饥饿的时候，我不能不吃食物。
When the desire for sex is too strong, I cannot help it.
当我对性的渴望太强烈的时候，我不能够控制自己。
That's why we usually tell ourselves.
这就是为什么我们经常会告诉自己。
That's why Paul says, no, the body is not for sexual immorality.
这也是为什么保罗说我们的身子不是为了淫乱。
The body is for the Lord.
我们的身子是为了主。
And the body that we have is raised up by God's power.
我们的身子也是因为主的能，也是因为主的大能能够从死里而复活。
No, you don't have to give in to your sexual desire.
我们不需要来屈服于性的渴望。
Your body is not created for that purpose.
我们的身子不是为那个目的而造的。
Rather, your body is created to bring glory to God.
我们的身子是为了要荣耀神而造的。
Second,
第二,
we are one with the Lord.
我们与主相连。
When we read, Verse 15 to 18.
当我们读到第十五章，第十五节到第十八节的时候
，This is what we have. Do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Should I take the members of Christ and make them the members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute become one body with her? As it is written, the two.Will become one flesh, but he who is joined to the Lord become one spirit with him.
岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？我可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？断乎不可。岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗？因为主说，二人要成为一体，但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。
Verse 16.I want you to pay attention to verse 16.
Do you? 第十六节，我想大家可以注意一下第十六节。
Do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute become one body with her?
岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗？
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Listen carefully.
大家听好了。
It means that sexual activity is not.Merely a physical action.
这说明我们的性活动并不只是一个身体上的一个行为。
Sexual activity is a sharing of one's innermost soul.
我们的性行为是与对方来分享我们最深处的心灵。
So intimate that through a physical sexual activity, the two.Become one flesh.
这是如此的亲密，以至于在我们的性行为当中，我们二人成为一体。
Do not ever buy into the notion that sex is just anything, just any like any other physical act.
不要被欺骗了，以为性行为就和其他的身体的行为一样。
The world, the school, the society will tell us that there is nothing more than just a physical act.
这个世界，我们的学校以及我们的社会会告诉我们，我们的性行为不过就是与其他的身体的行为一样。
When you don't see that as a union of the two people, then there are two ideas will come out of this.
当你不把它看成是二者合为一体的这样一个景况的话，接着就有两个谬论会出现。
One idea is practice make perfect.
第一个就是熟能生巧。
You know what it means?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
It's going on in the school and people telling each other.
在学校里面，每个人都会这样彼此对说。
It means that if you have a chance to have sex with someone, go ahead and have it. It will make it, you practice it more, it will be more perfect by the time you get married.
如果你有这样的机会和人有性行为的话，你就勇敢的去做，因为这可以给你机会锻炼，这样的话你就可以熟能生巧，越做越好。
I don't think you feel comfortable with the idea.
我觉得你们可能对这个不是很听了这个就不舒服。
The more you practice it, the better you learn how to enjoy it, is what people says.
越练习的话，然后就能够越从中得到乐趣，这是人们说的。
What's wrong with that?
这有什么错吗？
The Bible tells us that that's wrong.
圣经告诉我们这是错的。
Because sexual activity has a spiritual dimension of it.
因为性行为有这样子一个有精神层面在里面。
It doesn't matter whether you are Christian or not a Christian. It's the same.
无论是基督徒也好，不是基督徒也好，是一样的。
When you have sex with someone, you become one with that person.
当你与一个人性交的时候，你就和那个人成为一体。
And when you break up with that person, your soul suffers.Because you are breaking something that has already become one.
当你与那个人分手的时候，你的心灵也受到了创伤，因为你是把一个整体的一样东西给分开了。
And when you have sex before you have a commitment of marriage, your soul suffers because you are joining with someone to become one before any real commitment.
当你在婚前有性行为的时候，你的心灵也会受到创伤，因为在做出这样的一个决定，一个这样一个终身的承诺之前，你就已经与那个人联合了。
Maybe you say it's Bible, it's just the Bible talk.
可能你会狡辩说这只是圣经上是这么说的。
Well, actually, if you search hard enough, you will see the research also back up the same claim.
但是如果大家好好做调研的话，可能会发现有很多的研究是说同样的事情。
Researchers found that those who wait to have sex until marriage compared to those who don't, the report shows higher relationship satisfaction for those who wait.
有研究表明，然后说如果是等到结婚以后才有性行为，和那些有婚前性行为的人相比，他们的婚姻有更大的满足感。
They have better communication patterns.
他们有更好的交流的状态。
They have less chances for divorce.
他们离婚率更低。
And they have better sexual activity.
他们的性关系也更好。
So the idea that practice makes perfect is just a reverse.
所以熟能生巧这个东西其实是正好是相反的。
It makes sense when you bring the Bible into it. If sexual activity is two person become one, you don't practice that.
当你把圣经的原则引入这样一个关系的时候，你会发现，当性行为是二人合为一体的时候，你就不需要在之前去练习。
Because you will be breaking.What is becoming one over and over again, that will give a lot of suffering inside you and you won't know why you are depressed.
因为当你要一次又一次的去破碎一样东西的时候，你就会受损，然后可能会陷入抑郁当中，甚至你不知道为什么会陷入抑郁。
It's about commitment to one person only, and that's in marriage. And when you do that,And then you join yourself with the other person through a sexual activity. That's when the joy and the blessing from God happen.
这是说你要终身承诺与一个人在一起。当你真的是做出这样的承诺，然后与他在一起的时候，二人合为一体，神的祝福自然就来了。
Another wrong idea the world is giving us is that.
另外，这个世界赋予性行为的另一个谬论是这个。
Sex during dating is a way to test if the relationship is compatible.
当在交往的过程中就有性行为的话，可以帮助我们测试这样的一个行为是不是这两个人是不是合拍的。
If you think that this is a new idea to you, this is going on outside.
你可能觉得这个是一个新的对你来说是一个新的想法，但是其实外面有很多的想法是这样子。
A lot of people date to a point they said, I still don't know if this person is for me. Let's have sex tonight and I will know by then.
有一些人他们交往到一定程度，接着说我不知道这个人到底是不是适合我的。那我们今天晚上就有一个性关系，然后来看一下到底我们是不是合拍。
Again, the research data disprove this notion.
研究的数据再一次的来否认这样子的一个错误的想法。
A couple who waits until their marriage to have sex, their relationship is much better.
当一对夫妇等到他们结婚以后才发生性行为的话，他们的性行为的满足感会更强。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it makes sense because of what the Bible says.
不是因为我说什么，而是因为圣经是这么说的。
Having sex is to become one with the other person.
性生活让我们可以二人合而为一。
And it is something that is only beautiful when it happens in marriage.
这件事情只有在婚姻当中发生才是美丽的。
You can easily tell when breaking out a family or having casual sex with someone is detrimental.To everyone.
你可以很简单的就很容易的就发现，当一个人对婚姻不忠，有婚外情的时候，这对任何人都是有非常大的破坏力的。
It's like breaking a beautiful vest.
这好像就是来打破一个美丽的花瓶。
It will never come back as one piece.
它永远不可能回复到原来的一个花瓶的样子。
But there's a way.
但是有一条出路。
In the grace of Christ, there's a way we can return.
借着耶稣基督的恩典，我们可以有这样一条出路，可以回去。
Through the grace of Christ and the genuine repentance, true repentance, God will restore our heart and our soul.
因着耶稣基督的恩典，然后我们可以有这样的一条出路。也因着神的大能，我们可以真的回复到原来的样子。
But if you say to yourself, since there's a way, let me do it, and then I will return through that way, you are deceiving yourself. Such attitude, God will not going to take it lightly.
但是你若是这样子想，反正有一条出路可以让我们来悔改，那不如就这么做吧。反正神是要来救我们的，这样子的一种心态是神所不喜悦的。
So when we say the body, since there's a desire, I just do it, we forget that this is not the purpose of our body.
当我们说这是我们的身子，我们有这样的欲望，所以就来做这件事情，这其实是违背了神创造我们身子的本意。
Lastly, third, we belong to God, no longer our own.
第三，也就是最后一点，我们是属神的，不再是自己的。
Free from sexual immorality, every other sin is a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual immoral person sins against his own body.
你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from you? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Do you not know that you are not your own?
岂不知你们不是自己的吗？
No longer our own.
我们不再是自己的。
We were bought by a price.
而是重价买来的。
Like, often we like to think of our freedom.
我们很多的时候想到的是我们的自由。
Our right.
我们的权利。
Our self-esteem.
我们的自尊。
If you know Christ, if you know Bible enough, you know that only when we give ourselves to God, that's when we have true freedom from sin. We have true right to be the child of God. We have true value in Christ.
但是当我们真正的了解圣经，真正的了解我们的神，我们的耶稣的时候，我们才能够知道我们凭着他才能够真正的得到自由，我们借着他才可以有真正的价值。
And when we think we are on our own, doing whatever we want, in reality, we are doing whatever sin wants us to do.
当我们自以为是，以为我们可以随自己的己意做任何事情的时候，我们做的其实是最让我们做的事情。
Our true happiness and value comes when we submit to God and glorify God.
当我们荣耀神并且谦卑于神的时候，我们才可能有真正的喜乐。
You know it.
你知道。
You know it because when you are with a person who glorifies God and submit to God, you love to be with that person.
因为当你和一个真正爱神、真正顺服于神的人在一起的时候，你是很高兴的，你乐意与他在一起。
You know it because when you are with those people who are not self-seeking, who are not arrogant, who are not selfish, who always look for a way to love God and love people, you love it.
你知道，因为当你真的是和这样子一个人在一起，那个人不自夸，然后也不骄傲，然后也不寻求自己的利益的时候，你跟这样的人在一起非常的高兴。
You especially love it if your wife or husband are those people.
当你的配偶、你的妻子或者是你的丈夫是这样的人的话，你会尤其的高兴。
You may not like it when God asks you to be that kind of person.
但是你可能当神叫你成为这样的人的时候，你不会特别高兴。
But you know that those people who submit to God have beautiful characters.
但是你确实的知道这些顺服神的人，他们有着美好的特质。
Those who submit to God have true beauty and value.
他们这些顺服于神的人，他们有真正的美，真正的价值。
Closing.
我们要结尾了。
What should I do when I'm in this kind of sin?
当我犯这样的罪的时候，我应该做什么？
You remember Paul said that such were some of you?
保罗他说人曾
Such were some of you when you are washed and sanctified and justified in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God, you no longer are like that.
你们中间也有人从前是这样，但是你们现今已经不再是这样子了。因为你们已经奉主耶稣的名，并且借着我们神的灵洗净、成圣、称义了。
You can be pure again. We can be pure again when we come to Jesus Christ.
当我们来到主耶稣基督的面前的时候，我们可以再一次的成为圣洁。
But not with a mindset that I can do whatever I want.
但是我们必须要抛弃这样子一个理念，就是我们可以凡事都做。
And help, may God help us in this saturated society that we will keep ourselves pure.
在这个被情欲所充满的世界里面，愿神可以来帮助我们，让我们可以保持圣洁。
He is the one who created the body.
他是那位创造身子的创造者。
He is the one who put sexual desire in our body.
他是那个把情欲把对性的渴望放在我们身体里面的那个人。
When we sin against God, our desire go astray.
当我们向神犯罪的时候，我们的欲望也偏离了原来的设计。
We need to come, return to Christ.
我们需要回到神回到基督的面前。
Return to the creator of our body. He is the one who is able to best tell us how to use our body.
回到我们身子的创造者面前，他是那位能够最好的告诉我们他的整个设计的人。
He will be the one who tell you how to best to have the true happiness.
他是那一位最能够告诉我们什么是真正快乐的那一位。
So get off the internet when you know you won't find satisfaction there because God tell us that those are false and fake happiness.
所以大家不要在网上沉迷，当你已经知道在网上没有办法找到真正的喜乐的时候，真正的满足的时候，因为神已经告诉我们这一切都是虚空。
Commit to him every day that I have this desire, but I don't know that I should, what I should do, but I just trust that you, since you tell me no, I will just not do it.
让我们一起来向神委身，即便我们不知道该怎么做，但是因为神告诉我们，我们全然的相信他。他说让我们不要做，我们就不做。
Sometimes yourself is hard.
有的时候我们光靠自己是非常困难的。
Then you can turn to your pastor or your friend.
这时候你们可以来寻找牧师或者是你们朋友的帮助。
We'll be happy to help you, but just don't go to opposite sex and talk about this issue.
他们一定会很乐意的来帮助你们，但是请你们务必不要向另外性别的人来诉说你们的问题。
We need to free the fornication.
我们要远离淫行。
Once there was a counselor tell people that when we date,when people dating, when young people dating, what is the line that we have to draw?
以前有一个辅导，然后在教那些青年人怎么样子去交往的时候，他说你们需要有一条界限。
Can we touch hand? Can we kiss? Can we hug?
我们可以摸手吗？我们可以接吻吗？我们可以拥抱吗？
Can we stay until 3 o'clock in the morning?
我们可以待到凌晨两三点吗？
The counselor says,A line is drawn whenever you feel you are aroused.
他说，无论你什么时候觉得你的情欲被发动了，这个时候就要划线了。
I would say that's nonsense. Nonsense.
我说这是胡扯。
When you test to a point where you feel you are aroused, it's too late.
当你发现自己的情欲发动的时候，这已经是太晚了。
You don't want to go to a point where, let me see if this will arouse me, then I know where to draw the line. You don't do that.
你不会到一个程度发现自己已经被发动了，然后才开始停住。你不会这么做的。
You need to flee.
你需要逃避。
Flee any sexual immorality.
要逃避淫行。
You want to stay away from the line as far as you can.
你需要离那条线越远越好。
I'm not saying that you never hold hands.
我不是说你坚决不能够握手。
I'm not sure about kissing.
我不知道能不能接吻。
But I want you first to have a mindset that you need to flee.
但是我想大家第一条重要的就是要逃避。
Pursue a relationship that emphasizes on the intimacy of your relationship of commitment, also commitment of knowing each other.
我们要追求这样子的一个关系，在这个关系当中，我们要彼此的认识，然后彼此的委身。
Leave as much physical intimacy as much as possible to after the marriage.
让我们把这样子一个肉体上的亲密关系留到结婚以后。
Because we are no longer ourselves, we are bought with a price in Christ.
因为我们的身子不是自己的，我们是耶稣基督重价买来的。
This advice is a good advice because I said it.
这是一个好的建议，因为是我说的。
Let me tell you why.
让我来告诉你们为什么。
When you are in the physical intimacy, you tend to overwhelm with the sensation and you forget about everything else.
当你处在这样一个亲密的肉体的关系当中的时候，你可能就会被身体上的这样的一个情欲overpower, 所完全的控制，然后你就不知道该想什么了。
Maybe you didn't sleep together, but you still have intimacy to a point where you become so close together.
当然也有可能你们还没有真正的睡在一起，但是你们的身体亲密到这样一个程度是非常亲密了。
3 months down the road, you discover something about him or her that you realize that's not the person for me.
当三个月之后忽然你发现这个人有一些事情，以至于你觉得这不是神所为我预备的那一位。
But it's hard because your intimacy and make you feel like you are one already. It's hard to break up at that point.
但是当时这个时候你要分手的时候就很困难了，因为你们亲密的程度已经让你们已经合而为一，所以要把这一个分开是很困难的。
And that's why you get married, despite you know that it may not be good.
但是呢，因为这样的亲密关系，你们还是结婚了，即便你知道他对你并不合适。
Trust in God and in His Word. Let Him guide you. When you do come to physical intimacy, go as slow as possible. And in love with the person in a way you want to find out more about his or her life story and his spiritual and her spiritual condition.
让我们来单单的顺服神，然后来相信他的话语。当我们在我们的肉体的亲密上面我们走得越慢越好，让我们可以真正的来追求和这个人有尾声，然后有在灵上的一个亲密的交流。
I have to stop here because I'm a father of 4 kids. I won't stop, but the time is already past.
我必须要在这里就停住了。虽然我作为一个四个孩子的父亲，我非常的不想要停止，但是现在时间已经到了。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we come before you. We submit ourselves to you, and we trust that the most intimate desire and most intimate part of us, we also need to submit to you.
亲爱的天父，我们真的是感谢您，我们来到您的面前，我们向您来俯伏，我们向您来屈膝，我们知道在我们最亲密的肉体关系上面，我们也要来顺服您。
We pray for the families in our church that they will be faithful to their marriage.
为我们教会的家庭，我们向您献上祷告，愿他们在肉体的关系上彼此忠心。
We pray for those who are still single that they will be faithful to you.
为那些单身的人来祷告，为他们向您的忠心来献上祷告。
And trusting that the best moment you have reserved for the marriage is the best for them.
求您真的让他们可以知道，您对婚姻的心意是最好的心意。
Help us not to only have a purity in our physical body, also purity in our mind.
帮助我们，让我们不光是身体上有圣洁，让我们在心灵上也有圣洁。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.